A few years ago, there were several declarations saying God was going to increase the harvest and his people in an unprecedented way. There was coming increase in answered prayer as had never been charted before in the history of Christianity. That God was going to increase the prophetic utterance throughout all the earth by raising an army of prophets and pour out upon his people. If they wanted holiness, they got it. If they wanted righteousness, they got it. And yes, the Lord has been pouring out upon us. Many of us feel as though something really significant is about to happen, even to the level of anxiety for some. Another aspect which we should be aware of is the increase pouring out from hell. If people want sex, they get it. If people want drugs, they get it. Whatever keeps people from the Lord, whatever rebellious, self-serving thing we can imagine, the enemy will make sure to try and give it. But as it was then and is now, the enemy has absolutely no match for the outpouring of the Lord, for our King in heaven is matchless, and it causes hell to wince and grind their teeth, and that suits me just fine. We have been moving forward, not at warp speed, but at God speed. I believe the heart of the Lord is that he is going to increase us again. He is going to pick up the pace faster. I have a vision of two people on a road, running, racing, but the light keeps a pace that the arrogant darkness is sweating hard to keep up with. When suddenly the light picks up the pace again, and then again, and the darkness just doesn't get it, wondering how can this be? Remember that scripture in John 5, verse 9, which says, "And the light shone upon the darkness, and the darkness didn't comprehend?" Well, that means the world and darkness could not cease to hold him, nor could it grasp the vastness of the light. The darkness just doesn't get it. For those that come to Christ or are already believers, he is going to increase our understanding of him. He's going to increase power to do the work, except he wants us to understand that it isn't so much about power, but about dominion. The Lord is going to increase prophetic utterance with signs and wonders that will stretch your imagination. He's going to increase the speed with which we are approaching the days to come. He's going to pour out supernatural upon the already supernatural. He is going to increase our seeing. He will give to those who are serious and ask him sanctification of their minds in order to increase insight and long-distance viewing. God's wave of measureless proportion is building in the near distance. He's going to increase the release of extraordinary faith in order to meet extraordinary circumstances for extraordinary people, to hold up the name of our extraordinary God, who is beyond time and space and eternity. He wants to teach us to live in him, which is without measure and without limits of time and space. He wants to give us breath, hearing, and vision, and that those three he will plait together in us, his people, like a blue thread through a white cloth. He is going to bring us from where we are to where he is in order for him to do the work he has begun in us. He is going to increase everything. The pace towards the end is increased also. The Lord says, "It has begun again, the increase of the increase." The thunder of his coming rages on the edge of the horizon, for he is coming back for what is his, and there will be a major call to the blood, for the fields are white for the harvest. He will increase his presence among us, and any and all who live in the city of his presence God will increase their understanding in order for them to comprehend the magnitude of peace that He has given. The increase of His peace among believers will be overflowing and marvelous. He is going to increase us again. There will also be an increase in corruption, violence, pestilence, physical and spiritual, famines, wars, and rumors of wars as a counter to what the Lord does. But once again, hell is no match for our matchless God, and hell will wince with great frustration and grind their teeth at God, and you know, that suits me just fine.